This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, another hour of conversation about what's going on in the conversation business. What a concept. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, weekending on May 14th, the focus of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can find, if you go to talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Michael Harrison and his staff will put together the list. So, guess what, Michael?
It's that time again.
It is. Can you believe it?
That's where we're at. A snapshot.
Yes.
Of the conversation business.
In history. Yeah.
History being made.
Yes, here
Even
it is.
Even the old days. We go all the way back to the old days, like Monday. All right. Yeah. Here we are. Number 10. It's true. It's true. Yeah. The old days are Monday. California politics, Newsom's recall, the Gates divorce, the Epstein connection all cohabitate. Or whatever the word is. Number 10. At number 9, race relations, police reform, gun violence, and the Golden Globes protest. At number 8, immigration policy tied with education and the crisis therein. Although hopefully we'll work our way through that and maybe schools will be back to normal this fall, whatever normal means. Now we only have to make them better. Number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia. What a mess. At number 6, the economy, job growth rate, employment issues, inflation fears. At number 5, the House Oversight Committee hearings on insurrection and the voting rights bill debate. At number 4, Israeli-Palestinian violence. At number 3, the colonial pipeline hack. At number 2, the GOP versus Cheney, and that's tied with concern over or discussion about the influence of Trump on the GOP. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy, variants and stats. And the latest chapter in that ongoing saga is the masks are being lifted, the mask mandate by the CDC. And the FDA has approved vaccinations for children 12 and over, which is causing concern among hesitant parents.
Have we addressed the problem of the Lone Ranger still wearing his mask?
That goes back to the pandemic of 1799, I guess. He was hesitant to take off his mask. He had it on the wrong end of his head, though. Yeah. All right, you want to do the people?
Why not?
Bill and Melinda Gates tied with Jeffrey Epstein.
Did you say villain? It sounded like you said villain there.
Villain. He's a villain. It's his fault. I knew he was the guilty party.
Epstein is the villain, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. All these guys made their way to Epstein. Right. What a circle. What a motley group.
What a kind of, what a commentary, much anything else.
Oh, on, gosh.
What these power. Guys are all about.
Power, oof. Power, arrogance and power.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is at 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at number 8.
He is speaking of arrogance and power.
I don't even know where to begin. You know? Yeah. I wonder what those guys do for fun.
Yeah, right.
And number 7, Joe Manchin. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci.
Wait, are you asking that about Gavin Newsom or Vladimir Putin? Because probably it's both the same. They go spend $1,000 for a bottle of wine and try to come across as the everyday guy. Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
It's very hard to fake what you are when it comes to that kind of thing, you know? People reveal themselves. They reveal themselves in many ways.
I think you have revealed yourself in the song, I Know You Are Real. I think that has been a way of you revealing who you are.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. I don't mind revealing myself that way, although I'm sure a lot of people think that I'm some type of a bleeding heart mush for
there's something wrong with that? What?
Are you kidding? Some people don't like that at all.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. Number 6, we have Dr. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. At number 5, Elise Stefanik. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Kevin McCarthy. Number 2, Liz Cheney. Number one, Joe Biden. Fascinating week. And that's,
you know, I've spent a lot of time on the air this week talking about three women, Stefanik, Cheney, and Green. What an interesting combination of characters they all are in the Republican Party, and how different they are, and what do they represent about Americans, humanity, Republicans, whatever it is. You know, I was no fan, you'll remember, of Liz Cheney's old man. I thought he was a bad guy. I think he still is a bad guy, frankly. And I don't know what her story really is. I mean, I don't wonder what it was like growing up there. She loves her father, whatever. But I don't see, a lot of people look at her and they see her father. I don't see that with her. I see an attempt to bring the Republicans back to some sort of mainstream meaning instead of being on the outs. Like, you know, the Trump followers think that they have control. I don't know if, in reality, if it weren't for the news media, does Trump really have any impact anymore? I know he's number four on the people list this week, but really, Michael, when you get right down to it, if it weren't for the some of the radicals on radio and some of the news, the so-called news magazines or news shows or newspapers or whatever, continuing to hype on Trump because they're trying to create controversy, does the guy really have it anymore? Really?
Trump, where I'm sure Trump does have influence, I think your question is definitely apt, and we don't know, you know, what is the influence of Trump, and that's part of number two, GOP versus Cheney tied to the influence of Trump. But that being said, I think, my personal opinion, or my professional assessment, is that Trump has tremendous influence over the primaries. That he can influence the type of people in the party, whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, that vote in primaries in the preponderance of numbers. They are the people that will listen to Trump, and he could mess up somebody like Cheney's chances at re-election because they call it they primary them. They put in another candidate to run against them prior to the general election and support that
to get rid of him.
And that does have an influence. So, that's where his influence is concentrated at this point.
Okay, and that brings up another great point, another great discussion topic. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about what we do. There are all these ancillary offshoots that you can go down to have a good conversation. And one of the things that, what you've just pointed out, the school system doesn't anymore teach civics, doesn't understand or doesn't teach to children as they're coming along about responsibility, what it means to be able to vote, those sorts of things, and the importance of the primary. In my estimation, and since the years I was teaching school and in school, I always thought and have maintained the primary is a more important election than the general election, because all the lunatics that get thrown onto the ballot and the limited number of people who go to vote, a lot of these lunatics show up, get enough votes, and they, you know, become serious candidates. And they're lunatics. You know.
Or serious lunatics.
Yeah. Serious lunatics.
No, it's true.
It is.
True. There are people in office today who are within the realm of possibility being, you know, described as lunatics.
Well, is that when I said there are three Republican women, and then you can maybe go over to the other side to AOC and to some of those other characters in that group,
that
group is called?
Too.
Yeah, they are lunatics. Yeah, they're not the squad. That's it, right? Radical wackos. And so here we have these people, and we actually pay attention because it's good for the news media. It's good for talk. Let's get those people all riled up about these fringe folks that otherwise, if somebody didn't pay any attention to them, nobody would care. Nobody would know who AOC is or Madeline Green, whatever her name is. I mean, look at this week. Did you see her raise her hand like she was the Black Power salute? I didn't even think she knew what she was doing. And then she's yelling and screaming at somebody in the hall about, it was AOC, I think.
Yeah, it was. The two of them coming. I think that they're going to face off at the next WrestleMania. The second headlining act or match between
If that's the case, Green will win because she's heftier than AOC. I think that would be, I'd put my money on her. What about you? Yes, no?
I think that AOC is an incredibly effective campaigner and politician.
Yeah, but I think
aside from what she says, I don't know. I meant it figuratively.
Oh,
did not really
she's very wrestle. Smart. Yeah, oh, my God. She's very much on to how to manipulate information and turn it and twist it around. All right, 16 after the hour, we're having our story conversation and our people conversation, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, with a question about MyPillow. Whether or not, by the way, did you see that Mike Lindell was all over the place this week? He didn't make it to the people list, but he might have. He's been on the people list the last, couple of times in the last.
When you say he's been all over the place, what do you mean?
There was a lot of focus on him being on various television programs and talking about, he's been on to the Trump thing, and he doesn't seem to want to go away.
He loves the attention.
But is it helping him sell his MyPillows? It apparently is. The people at MyPillow tell him their business has never been better. So it's...
they're telling him that, but maybe it's not true. Maybe they're just going to keep their jobs.
Maybe
the sale of pillows has fallen off.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm going to help you buy some pillows. If you like Lindell and you like his pillows, go to MyPillow.com and you can use the promo code DJV and get an even better job, a better way of saving money. The pillows, the mattresses, the sheets, the highly absorbent towels that they have, the slippers that are brand new, save $40 on those by using the DJV code. You can save all kinds of stuff, up to 65% off using the DJV code, buying the fabulous products made in America at MyPillow.com. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Countdown Show. This is the only, the one and only Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We are into the stories, the story count, the people and who counts in the world of people. One of the things that I find, distressing, looking at number 9, the police reform part of that focus. Here's another opportunity for us to shake our heads and wonder, what are these people thinking? You see the story of the witnesses there's always a camera around, there's always a microphone around, and yet these people, they still, the police here, and this is not a condemnation of police in general, it's a condemnation of a thought process with certain police. There is a recorded incident this week. This woman said she couldn't believe what she was watching. A pair of San Diego police officers investigating a man who's peeing on the sidewalk because he's homeless. So he's urinating in public. So they come along. Not only they jump out of the car with their guns. You can see this in the video. Their guns drawn. This guy's taking a pee. And then they arrest him. They throw him to the ground and beat the living hell out of him. For what? Because he was peeing on the sidewalk. And these guys, the police are so, you can see it, they're seething with anger. So what is there that makes these police officers, the ones that are bad, so bad? And why can't they be rooted out and they can fix their own problems by having people? I posted a video this week, Michael, on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, of a policeman playing basketball with a bunch of kids. There was a complaint called in. The police sent an officer down to find out there were kids playing basketball in the street. And the neighbors called and complained about it, so the policeman went down there. And he started playing basketball with them. And he asked them if they'd quiet down, and they said, yeah, okay, we will, officer. And then the policeman leaves. And about an hour later, he comes back with 4 cars full of police officers and Shaquille O'Neal. And they play 4 hours. The police and Shaquille O'Neal play 4 hours of basketball with these kids.
Did they shoot the kids at the end?
No. No, but it was just...
Oh, wow. What a nice story. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. And then they shot the kids.
No. Okay. That was it. The kids were...
It ended happily?
Yeah.
I'll be right. Hard.
You know, and those are the kind of, I love posting that kind of stuff. But I go back to, so those guys had some common sense. They knew the kids were looking for something to do. COVID and all the, you know, kids don't, what are they doing with their time? So instead of harassing them or hassling them, they say, would you please do the complaints about the noise? And then the kid throws the cop a basket. The kids are all black kids and all white cops. And the kid throws the basketball to the first cop that shows up, and he starts taking a couple of layups. And you know, so it ended in a way that was the best for everybody. And
meanwhile, the neighbors had to be fuming. Here they call the police to get rid of the kids, and now how do they get rid of the police?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was just, I don't know. I thought it was cool, frankly. Meanwhile, back to number one here, the COVID thing. Do you understand what is going on? Are you wearing a mask or not? Or even no?
I always wear a mask when I do this show.
You're good. Okay.
No, I'm not. Do I know? What do you mean? Do I know what's going on?
Well, as the week ended, the CDC changed its recommendations, allowing you. I'm going to pay. Well, like I live my life by the CDC, but a lot of people do. And so now we don't have to wear a mask, according to them, anymore. If we're
in some cases, you don't have to wear a mask, and you're not required to by law.
Yeah.
So that's kind of liberating for many people who don't want to wear a mask, but only wear it because they don't want to be ostracized by their neighbors or, worse, being in violation of codes.
But this is the about-face, the kind of about-face that makes people crazy and not respect the government because the regulations.
Well, I have an answer to that on the other side of the break. I think that's a really good point for us to leave on. You know, are they just changing their minds, or is this a natural evolution? Let's talk about that.
All right, let's do that, Michael. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 28 After the Hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Watch out for the horns. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The halo effect is the tendency to allow a favorable perception of one trait to influence the perception of other traits, even though they may not be linked. In other words, if someone is attractive, people might also perceive that person as trustworthy, despite that those two things don't correlate at all. The reverse is true as well. The horn effect is the tendency to allow an unfavorable perception of one trait to color the perception of other aspects of a person. For example, if you view someone as unattractive, you might perceive that person to be untrustworthy as well. But be careful. It's probably a good idea to be aware of the halo effect and the horn effect, because we all have flaws, and none of us wants to be judged wholly on only part of who we are. For insights and awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least two people were killed, including a 12-year-old boy, and more than 150 others hurt in the West Bank on Sunday when a bleacher collapsed during a packed holiday prayer service at a Jewish synagogue. The ultra-Orthodox house of worship was still under construction, and the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says building owners did not have a permit to support the large number of people. Staying in the region, Israeli warplanes continued a series of heavy airstrikes at several locations of Gaza City early Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would continue on. Hamas also continued to attack, launching rockets from civilian areas in Gaza towards civilian areas in Israel. NASA has successfully launched a Black Brant 12 rocket from its Wallops flight facility in Virginia Sunday night. The project is designed to study how energy and momentum are transported between different regions of space that are magnetically connected. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Groups representing LGBTQIA members of law enforcement will be banned from participating in New York City Pride events, including the annual march held each June, organizers announced Saturday. Heritage of Pride, which organizes the annual event, says their presence would be a threat.
Well, it's definitely not an inclusive message, and, you know, when you try and dissect that message, you know, when you talk about law enforcement, you know, does this just mean the Gay Officers Action League? Because my understanding is that the NYPD is still going to need to be there present to police the event. What about the five elected district attorneys in the city of New York? You know, they're law enforcement. So have they been, you know, uninvited to, you know, has the FBI, has, you know, where, and if this starts here, where does it end? You know, who's next, you know, on the chopping block?
Brian Downey, president of the Gay Officers Action League on Fox News, says the decision to placate some of the activists in our community is shameful. China's space agency gave the ruling Communist Party's 100th birthday an extraordinary gift, a rover on Mars. Zhurong is a rover named after the god of fire in ancient Chinese folklore. Chinese officials said it not only demonstrated the country's growing capabilities in space, but also served as a timely reminder of how far the country has come since its founding. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, we have sort of the catalytic converter of radio here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The week of May 10th to the 14th is our scrutinized story list and people list, getting to all kinds of ancillary conversations. So we were talking about the situation with the government changing their point of view. There's been a lot of focus on science, Michael, and what the science is, and that's what you heard from Fauci. And basically, this whole year has shown us how fallible science really is.
I agree in principle, but that's the purpose of science. Science is supposed to prove itself wrong. Mm-hmm. Science is supposed to constantly...
It does a very good job of that.
Yeah, no, you're really missing the point on this, though.
Uh-oh.
I mean, science does not operate on the premise that we know everything and that we have all the facts straight. It's a constant revision of theories. But to think that somehow there's an inconsistency in the CDC because they suddenly say it's okay now to take the masks off, what do you expect, to wear the mask forever? The fact is that the numbers are now such that they feel confident that with enough people vaccinated, and if you're vaccinated, that you don't need to wear the mask. But if you weren't vaccinated and everybody, and we were 6 months ago, you do need to wear the mask. I don't understand why people, I think it's almost a
gives them a chance
to
be angry about something. That's
right. It's part of the politicization of the thing. I mean, of course they're eventually going to say, okay, now it's safe to do this. Or, okay, we've just discovered this thing causes this and that causes that.
Do we
that.
Need them, though, is the question. Are they the leaders?
Of course
leaders,
we need
or are they the followers?
Oh, that's, you're buying into that narrative.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you a question.
Do we need them? We don't need them to lead us. We need them to do what they're doing for us. I mean, what? We no longer want any authority. We no longer want any science. We no longer want any experts because they don't have all the answers.
Sounds like utopia to me.
and they change their mind in the face of shifting evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems to me to be
frustrating,
politically.
It?
It's politically inspired, stupidity.
Of course it is. Yeah. And it really is all of this stuff back and forth, making reference to what we were talking about earlier with these people that make a lot of noise and they get attention, who really have nothing to say. The louder you speak, Green is a good example of it on the Republican side, and AOC is probably a good example on the Democratic side. But even put politics aside, just in general, just noise. And is the talk radio world, is it too many people making too much noise without having something substantial to back them up, or is it about entertainment? I think that's where we kind of go back and forth about what the value is of our medium.
Well, I think the medium has tremendous value. It's both information, noise, and entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's all. It has. Mm-hmm. It's not one or the other. And as far as the word entertainment, some people find being a professional student to be entertaining, and they spend their lives in lectures. What's entertainment? Something that engages you is entertaining. So some people are entertained by following the news. Some people are entertained by reading the newspaper. Some people, are entertained by reading a textbook. We have to have a broader understanding of the fact that there is no clear-cut boundary that applies, one size fits all to what is entertaining and what is productive education. It all blends together, and that's what makes it interesting. But I don't know. I think talk radio is doing fine. I think it could be better, but it certainly could be worse. And what would really worse if we didn't have it, or if we didn't have a First Amendment. So I think the process has always been sloppy. My wife and I watched an old movie, not that old, about 10 years, 15 years old, that somehow escaped us, that we both should have seen, called Good Night and Good Luck, the story about Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, great movie. Black and white.
Black and white.
George,
had the,
George put
he put it together.
Very good movie.
And you watch that, and, it's only a movie, but it was basically reflective of the facts of the time. Mm-hmm. And you would not know that it wasn't today's debate. Joe McCarthy, we've seen types like him now. And Edward R. Murrow, types like him, and the argument between Edward R. Murrow and CBS in terms of the corporate and offending sponsors and all the stuff that went on. We tend to think we're living at a time where it's more profound now than ever before. This garbage has been going on since the beginning of time. My whole life, I remember people saying, well, these are the craziest times. What's going to happen? We're going to hell in a handbasket. The nation's going down the drain. The human race is corrupt.
My father used to say that all the time. I'm glad I'm 88 years old. Remember him
right.
saying that.
Right. Yeah. So, we have no concept that this is a continuing process.
Let's take an example of that. The business of what's going on in Israel last weekend. It wasn't when we did our program last week, but by the end of last weekend, the rockets had begun to fly from the Palestinian side, from Hamas, over to the Israeli side. Now, they're at the end of this week, the Israeli tanks are pounding Gaza, and they're maybe going to invade to get rid of the nests where all of these rockets that came from Iran are, people lighting them up in their backyard, and all of this is just when you and I were there a couple of times, you see the same stuff. I mean, nothing changes. It's the same stuff, maybe different weapons, but it's the same thing. And you wonder if this is representative of the fact that humanity hasn't really grown very much, where maybe we have more information at our fingertips and in some ways we're smarter, but are we really? When we can't figure out how to get along, or some group, small group of people pretty much creates a scenario that could possibly cause another world war. It's a bunch of, it's a handful of lunatics.
And then we get our nose out of joint when we refuse to go along with the narrative that we're such a noble species and that all of our nations are so great and that we're steeped in
great
principles.
We're at the top of the food chain.
We're not on the top of the food chain in terms of natural life, and we're not on the top of the food chain in terms of societies. You know, we have high goals, we have high standards, but these are just, you know, abstract, you know, compass points. The history of the human race is one of genocide, one of inhumanity, one of stupidness. We have a long way to go.
People, all the tens of millions of people that followed Nazism and Adolf Hitler. And you know, you see a lot of that today. Is it Africa and Asia and maybe even here. Who knows? It depends
maybe
on your point of view.
Maybe even here.
Yeah.
Well, they say it can't happen here, but, you know, that's based on some kind of a delusionary view of boundaries, like humanity is separated by boundaries and that there really are races and nationalities. These are loosely defined terms. Mm-hmm. Everybody's individual. Everybody's different. We're all different blends of things. We all have different backgrounds, different, you know, inputs and goals. It's very sloshy, and we have to come to the realization that everything is not so cut and dried, and then we can start communicating better. Whatever. So should we continue? You want to just end the show? And
no, actually, you know what
I
want. No, what I want to spend a minute on is talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is perhaps a countdown extra. The people that have been inducted or who have been nominated to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Jay-Z, Carole King, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner,
Go-Go's.
Todd Rundgren, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I always liked Todd Rundgren. You got to give me a woman now. Do you remember that? The group Runt?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you remember that. Yeah.
Why?
I played
that same music that you.
Wow.
It's a jock. Yeah, those.
I remember. Hello, it's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's him. Yeah.
And then Carole King, the fact that she hasn't. The reason I'm bringing this up is because it sort of speaks to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the irrelevancy of some of these thoughts and the groups that present them. The fact that Carole King hadn't gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to this point, I mean, why has it taken this long? You look at the way this is, the foibles of coming up with names. Who deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than Carole King?
Yeah,
and
no,
yet,
you're right. You're
she's
right.
Now getting there.
And I thought you were about to surprise me that I have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now that I'm a member of a rock band. But no, I haven't received any honors yet whatsoever.
No, well,
Carole King gets in before I do. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because she's a woman. It's because she's a woman. It's equal opportunity, that stuff. That's what it is.
Well, she's been in with her husband, Jerry Goffin. They were songwriters, so they have songwriting credentials. But as far as singing and music that's been made, I don't know. I just find some of these things. But yet we get...
It's politics. It's all politics. Yeah. It's imperfect. And I don't know. These things are... You know, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the problem with rock and roll is nobody's really making great rock and roll anymore.
Yeah.
So you have to go deeper and deeper into the B and the C teams.
Yeah,
to get
right. Why choose Calitrin for your healthy weight loss program? Because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. That's why you choose anything. But if you haven't got any exposure to it, you don't know about it, other than what you hear me talking about here on the air. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's all about losing the weight in a positive way because of the scientific formula, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes that help rebuild your body. That's what you want. You want to get rid of the fat, but not just leave your body the way it was. You want to rebuild it. And that's what's so fabulous about this. You'll lose the weight and you keep it off. Right now, using the DJV code at toploss.com, you get 90 days free. That's it. 90 days free. To help yourself get healthy the correct way with Calitrin. Check it out. Look at all of the testimonials. 86% success rate. Wow. After 24 years in business, you know they've got the secret. Calitrin, get it for yourself and keep the weight off that you've worked so hard to lose. Keep it off with Calitrin at toploss.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so Michael Harrison does his weekly interview. This week you have a fellow from Memphis. What's the story?
His name is Todd Starnes. He's an entrepreneur. He bought a radio station in Memphis, and he also is a nationally syndicated talk show host. Some people may remember him from Fox News Radio and the Fox News Channel. He's a conservative. He's evangelical. He's controversial, but he's a really good guy. Very interesting. And it's mhinterview.com. And that's it.
Is he buying other stations? Is he doing other radio stations? Or is this
right now he's concentrating on the task of running one big independent station.
KWAM in Memphis. Yeah.
And he's good doing a good job.
I remember being on that station.
You've been on almost every station. You have a glorious career. Hey, Doug, thank you for the song.
Right, Michael.
And thank you for everything.
10 before the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal Cradle Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
End of the week brings us a review of the top 5 items in the world of technology, which is part of...
All right, so we've got the top 5 stories in technology, in the world of tech from this week, and there were some heavy hitters mentioned. So at number 5, Starbucks is weighing the option of quitting Facebook over hateful comments. And so they're reportedly weighing whether or not to leave Facebook completely and forever over a slew of hateful comments that they've gotten in response to posts on their platform. BuzzFeed obtained an internal Facebook discussion in which employees wrote that Starbucks may take down its Facebook page, which has more than 36 million followers, by the way, because the company is so frustrated by the negative comments they get when they post with regards to social issues or their mission and values at work, whether it's Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ or sustainability, climate change. They get overwhelmed by negative and insensitive hate speech. So Starbucks has struggled to moderate these responses, and their posts are now just, they're unable to disable their comments on the page, which makes it really hard to hide any of this negativity. So if Starbucks pulls their Facebook page, they're a $135 billion company. They'd be among the largest companies to ever leave Facebook, and Starbucks would be among the biggest, including SpaceX and Tesla, which Elon Musk removed from both of his companies from Facebook in 2018. So the companies have kept their Instagram accounts active, which is still owned by Facebook, but they never went back to the platform. So we'll see what happens with Starbucks.
All right, number four is a focus on Uber and Lyft and how they're going to help the COVID vaccine effort.
The Biden administration has reached agreements with Uber and Lyft to offer free rides to get a vaccination through July 4th. The free rides will start in the next 2 weeks. This is part of the administration's push to get at least one shot in 70% of U.S. adults by July 4th. A new feature in the app will allow users to select a vaccination site near them. They follow some directions, and they redeem their ride. All you have to do is tip your driver. And Lyft and Uber are not being paid by the federal government for these rides. This is really just a lot of good PR. But the Biden administration is sharing data on 80,000 vaccination sites, so you should really be able to find something very close to where you live. I know in the past that that has been an obstacle for a lot of Americans because vaccination sites have been too far away, and if you're limited with your transportation, then that's been, you know, something holding people back. And hopefully between Uber and Lyft together, this won't be an issue anymore.
All right, number three is an approval of those home COVID tests.
Yeah, the CDC's latest travel update states that international air passengers traveling to and from the U.S. can now use a self-test, which is sometimes referred to as a home test. This makes life a lot easier. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to go anywhere. There's one that's being touted as probably the most comprehensive and easiest to use. It's called Binex Now. It's a COVID-19 home test. It's one of the few on the market with FDA emergency use authorization. Doesn't require you shipping a sample to a lab. You do it right at home on a telehealth video call. It only takes 10 minutes or so, and the results pop up on the reader, kind of like a pregnancy test. And it's $150 for a pack of six tests, so you can do the whole family. And it can be used for children as young as two when the sample is collected by an adult. Everything gets monitored by the healthcare professional on the other end of the call. And then once you prove that your results are negative, it automatically gets uploaded onto an app. And right now, United Airlines is using it. If you want to use a different test, there's one from Let's Get Checked, and American Airlines is using that one. And oddly, it's $109 if you buy it yourself, but if you buy it through American Airlines, it's $120. So
we're American Airlines.
Very
American. Nothing special in the air. Okay, number two, attorneys general after Zuckerberg.
Yeah, more than 40 attorneys general are calling on Facebook to abandon their plans to make an Instagram for kids under the age of 13. That one sentence alone should be all you need to say to convince anyone that this is a terrible idea. Facebook says, well, you know, kids are already on the internet. This way parents will have more control. But on Instagram, you have to be 13 or over to use it, but they don't verify anything as it is. So it's kind of a mess. It's a terrible idea. I hope they don't move forward.
Number one, the FBI after the Russians.
Yeah, the FBI confirmed this week that the ransomware gang accused of crippling the Colonial Pipeline is a Russian hacking group called DarkSide. We've heard about them before. This is the biggest takedown that they've ever had. And it turns out Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom $5 million to get their system back online. But they ended up kind of using their own backups and really paid $5 million for nothing. So it was a big old waste of time and money, and now everyone has more expensive
gas for the hackers.
Than his host. Yep.
Wasn't a bad day for the hackers. Okay, yep. There they are. Top five tech stories of the week. Thanks, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.